Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. And the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, where progress is the key word, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed for your listening pleasure. This is the day that many of us look forward to each year, Mother's Day. As this day moves along, we hope that each of you will try to worship and be thankful for your blessings. It is good that we can stop and pay tribute to our mothers, but we should never forget from whom all blessings flow. The staffs at the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company wish all of you a very happy Mother's Day. We would like to begin our program this morning with a dedication to mothers. As the singing caravan will sing at this time, "Nobody Knows Like the Lord."
This I know, nobody know me like the Lord. Nobody knows my heartache and pain, from midnight till morning, what the next day will bring. Nobody knows how long it will be, or what the future holds for me.
Mrs. Lillian Brown, Deputy Supervisor of Agents at the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, are looking for women who would like to advance themselves both educationally and financially. Positions are now open for women from age 18 and up. So Miss High School Graduate, Mrs. Housewife, a mother who is the sole breadwinner of the family, this is your opportunity to become financially independent. You may join the staff at the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company and advance yourself financially and educationally. The sky is the limit for those of you who are willing to advance. Remember the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company at 1140 East Washington. We would like to continue with a selection that pays tribute to all mothers. So let us listen at this time to "At My Mother's Knee" by Mr. Sid McCoy, who is one of the nation's foremost disc jockeys. "At My Mother's Knee."
I have worshipped in churches and chapels. I've prayed in the busy street. I have sought my God and found him where the waves of the ocean beat. I have knelt in the silent forest in the shade of some ancient tree. But the dearest of all my altars was raised at my mother's knee. I have listened to God in his temple. I've caught his voice in the crowd. I've heard him speak when the breakers were booming long and loud, where the winds play soft in the treetops. My father has talked to me, but I never have heard him clearer than I did at my mother's knee. God, make me the man of her vision, and purge me of selfishness. God, keep me true to her standards, and help me to live, to bless. God, hallow the holy impress of the days that used to be, and keep me a pilgrim forever to the shrine at my mother's knee.
This morning we have with us Mr. E. Lester King, Managing General Agent of the Valley Life Insurance Company. Mr. King has been with our company since the first of the year and has done a tremendous job. He is a member of the Tanner Chapel AME Church. We would like to present at this time Mr. E. Lester King.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. It's been a very rewarding experience for me working with the entire Ragsdale organization. This is an organization that is moving forward so rapidly that it is sometimes difficult for me to keep up with everything that is being done. We here at the Valley Life Insurance Company are trying to set an example for others to follow with our completely integrated personnel, all working together in harmony and brotherly love. We are extending an invitation this morning to those of you who feel that you would like to have the opportunity to work and grow with us. Come in to see us at the Valley Life Insurance Company, 1140 East Washington Street, or call Alpine 4-5323. You may find the opportunity of your lifetime. It has been said, there is no use going back for a lost opportunity, for someone else has found it. So come in and see us. We'll be looking for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. In memory. We know that often we forget to do and say the things we really should have. But for all your love, for all your smiles, and for every prayer, we miss you. In memory of our loving mother, Maud Williams, who passed away August 15, 1963, Mrs. Vernice Nord, and all the family. We have been asked to play special dedications for some of you. Time won't permit us to play individual dedications, but we would like to dedicate this next number to the following persons: Mrs. Annie Willis of Eloy, Arizona, Mother King, Mother Dillard, Mother Ingram, Mother Boyer, Mother Owens of Phoenix, and Mrs. Lizzie Jones of Mesa, Miss Mahalia Jackson, My God and I.
My God and I go through the field together. We walk and talk as good.
Each Sunday morning on our program, you hear from our president, Lincoln J. Ragsdale, who brings inspiration to you. This Mother's Day morning, we would like you to hear from the source of his inspiration, his wife, Eleanor Ragsdale, who is the vice president of the Valley Life Insurance Company and the mother of four lovely children. Eleanor Ragsdale.
Happy Mother's Day, dear mothers everywhere. To those of you who are mothers through the birth of a child, and to you who are mothers deep in your heart and soul, although you may have never borne a child, to you, this poem by Maurice Ronayn is dedicated. Motherhood has many faces, fashioned by the Lord above, filling near and distant places with his handiwork of love. Some are white, and some are yellow. Some are black, and some are brown. Some are stern, and some are mellow. Granite hard, or soft as down. Some are fragile, fair as laces, warm and gently mild as May. Some are lined and worn with traces of defeat along life's way. Some are gay with all the gladness of the springtime on the land. Some are shadowed with a sadness only mothers understand. But like stars above the willow, every mother looks the same, bending over baby's pillow, softly whispering its name. A prayer for Mother's Day. Lord, give the mothers of the world more love to do their part, that love which reaches not alone the children made by birth their own, but every childish heart. Wake in their souls true motherhood, which aims at universal good. If all the beautiful thoughts and tender memories of mother became flowers on Mother's Day, only a mother's heart would be big enough to hold them all. A partnership with God is motherhood. What strength, what purity, what self-control, what love, what wisdom should belong to her who helps God fashion an immortal soul.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come and show the way. I believe. The stars, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere newborn baby cry.
Mother's Day program has been brought to you by the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, where progress is the key word. The second half will be brought to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. The Ragsdale Mortuary also features the Ragsdale Memorial Plan, a unique expense-saving plan offered without physical examination, and there is no age limit. Continuing this Sunday morning program, we would like to remind you that Sunday morning is the beginning of the day of rest, the day of peace, the day of joy, the Lord's Day. May this Mother's Day Sunday give you peace, joy, and inspiration, and leave you and yours with your way brightened, your burden lightened, and your faith in God tightened. Our next selection will be by the Sally Morton Singers, as they will sing, Come Thou Fount.
Come Thou Fount
of every blessing, every blessing.
Sunday, we like to remind you of the progress that the Ragsdale Mortuary is making. The Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds, serves all people of all faiths with dignified services that cost less and are more complete. We are just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you. Remember, no one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary. I would like to dedicate this next selection to my mother, Mrs. Myrtle Coleman, and my wife, Irma. The wings over Jordan, he'll understand and say, well done.
If when you
the Savior is
Friends, remember the new memorial center that will be erected in East Phoenix during this year. The Ragsdales have been in the funeral profession for over 50 years, and this year will bring to Phoenix, Arizona, one of the finest memorial centers west of the Mississippi River. Be sure to watch for the Universal Memorial Center being built by the Ragsdale family. Each Sunday morning at this time, we say to you, it has been nice bringing these programs to you, and we are happy for your many comments. On this Mother's Day Sunday, we are indeed happy to be able to bring to you these programs. And now for the final words on this Mother's Day program, we would like to bring to you the president of the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company and the director of the Ragsdale Mortuary, Lincoln Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Happy Mother's Day. All of the authorities agree that the greatest mother that has ever lived and the greatest mother that America has ever known has been the Negro mother. Far from the time of slavery, she has held her family together. She's gone out and worked in the fields and had a baby with her. And she has been the father and the mother in most homes. She's been the breadwinner. She's been everything because the Negro mother has had to suffer more. And she's brought her family to a greater height than any mother ever known in the history of man. And to this great lady, to the greatest lady that's ever lived, the Negro mother, this Mother's Day I want to give to her of the greatest contribution that we can give, is to wish her Godspeed and happiness, because she has been the greatest lady the world has ever known. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. To every mother in the sound of my voice, we wish you happiness. What is a mother? A mother is someone who loves you and knows all of your faults, and yet she forgives you. A mother is someone who takes the money that she has for her own self and lets you use it. Gives you that money to take and to use for what you wanted to do in your own selfish way. Oh yes, what is mother? Someone who knows that you are weak, yet she tries to make us strong. All mothers wonderful. May God bless all of you this morning. And we want you to know that we're praying for you. I am blessed to have my mother, and thankful that she is living and in reasonable good health. Sometimes we have to stop to count our blessings. And this Sunday morning I'm going to drive over to San Diego and be with my mother and my father, who is in the hospital. We'll take my wife and the four children, and I'm going to ask you this Sunday morning to hold a good thought for me as I travel across the highway to Yuma and on into San Diego to spend this Sunday morning with my mother. I want to remind you this morning of the coming of Dr. Martin Luther King on the 3rd day of June. We need a lot of help, and we're asking you today if you will donate your time to help in to bring Dr. King to Phoenix and to pack Montgomery Stadium. We want to put 10,000 people there, and the NAACP has given us permission to sell student tickets for all the young people for $1. Now, we need your help. We need the help of your pastor and your church to make this a success. Dr. King is the greatest living Negro, and we need to have everybody in Arizona to come out and pay tribute to this great living humanitarian, a great Christian man. He's a Negro Moses, the present Moses, trying to lead his people from ignorance and bondage to freedom. And we need your support. And those of you who have not joined the NAACP, let me press upon your hearts today to come and join the NAACP. We want to dedicate today in this program to Mother. Yes, to every mother in Arizona. And especially to you, Mother. To you, Mother, who's listening this morning. And I want to encourage you again in the behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company to go to church this Sunday morning, this Mother's Day, the church of your choice, and pray. Because all people who have recognized the deity and the love of God have always been successful. And let us have success. Pray.
Thank you.